The CEO of Mount Alexander Shire, Mr. Darren Fuzzard, joins the Gold Central Victoria Wake Up Call program. Morning, Darren.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. You don't usually have such a polite entrance with old Robbo here, do you? He gives you a hard time.
I know. This could catch on, Dave. You've
Darren,
had a long career there.
I'll look after you.
Now, you're going to have your football chat. You've got to have a football chat first. You've got to barrack each other or whatever you do at the AFL.
Well, Darren, you were saying just a moment ago, you think the reason that Robbo's not here this morning is because of the Cats' insipid performance on the weekend.
Got to have something to do with it, doesn't it, Dave? I think you should look into that. Doesn't seem like a reasonable reason for him to have a day off.
No, yeah.
They were terrible. They were absolutely. Mind you, they're in good company at the moment. I'm a Pies supporter. A former member of the Bendigo Collingwood supporters group is sitting opposite you this morning here in the studio, Steve. Sadly, my Pies are travelling about as well. No, not nearly as well as the Cats, but in playing similar football, certainly on the weekend. Anyway, over to you again, Stu.
Yeah, let's get down to business. Key staffer, you've got a new one in the executive team over there, Darren.
We have, Steve, and I think you guys picked it up in your news, but it's worth repeating. Pretty excited about this, to be announcing a new member of our executive. His name's Michael Anea. He's a civil engineer, and he's coming to us with a very impressive career, I have to say, in the Australian Red Cross. He currently advises on global reform in this humanitarian sector, and he also manages relationships with Red Cross's many international partners and the Australian government. He's also delivered Red Cross programs to improve public health, shelter, water and sanitation across the entire Asia Pacific, and he's provided emergency infrastructure responses in countries experiencing significant impacts from major climate-related events. So he seems like a very good fit for local government. He has actually worked in local government earlier in his career, as well as a rural water authority. So he's got a fantastic background of experience and knowledge that he's going to be bringing to us, Steve, and very excited to welcome Michael Anea as our new Director of Infrastructure and Development. And that he'll start with us on Monday the 4th of October.
It's the Wake Up Call with Robbo and Steve on Gold Central Victoria. We're speaking to CEO of Mount Alexander Shire, Darren Fuzzard. Darren, awards open for young filmmakers.
Yes, Dave. So we, of course, all know about the Oscars, the Academy Awards, which go to the world's top filmmakers each year. Some people might have heard of our version of that, which is the COSCAS, the Castlemaine Oscars. They're relatively new. The first ones are handed out last year, and they're specifically for our young filmmakers. So this was an idea of our just amazing youth advisory group, and they are now inviting filmmakers who are aged between 8 years old and 25 years old to enter this competition. So there's only a couple of rules. The films can be 50 seconds long up to 25 minutes long, and simple clips filmed on a phone are fine, but they're also very much welcoming anything with a bit of flair and creativity as well. So we'll have winning films and a selection of entries being screened at the COSCAS, the COSCAS Youth Film Festival, and that's going to be on Friday the 17th of September, and we'll have more details on that as it gets closer. But in the meantime, we're really inviting our young people to grab your cameras and get filming. And you could win $50 to $150 for your film and maybe even kick off your film career right here in Central Victoria. So entries close Wednesday the 1st of September for the COSCAS. And anyone who wants to enter, you can pick up entry forms and guidelines online at our Mount Alexander Shire youth.com.au website, which is a brilliant one for young people to visit for any reason, actually, or the Castlemaine Library or the reception at the Castlemaine Secondary College.
Thanks very much, Darren. We'll have to wind it up there. We'll talk about the other subject you had on your list next week with Rob and Steve. Thanks very much, Darren. We'll speak to you next week.
Thank you both.